What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. I'm Aaron Gaines.
Fresh Fit CEO.
Today, we got a whole bunch of topics we're going to cover, man. So let's just get right into it.
What's up, folks?
What's up, guys? Welcome.
It's Friday, man. For example.
Welcome to the show. Some quick housekeeping announcements. Patreon.com/FreshFit, guys. We are going to start uploading podcasts on there. The exclusive ones are going to be on Patreon. You guys can still listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all the other platforms. The links are going to be below.
And guys, these combos are going to be me, Myron, Chris, and Trey behind the scenes talking about dates, all everything in between. So, guys, this is our personal stuff online.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit more intimate, guys. You get to know the team a little bit better. But these, because you guys enjoyed those a lot. We had done a few, like, where we talked
aliens,
about
aliens, conspiracies, UFOs, the vaccine.
And everybody really enjoyed those. So we're going to bring some more of those to you guys. In the future, there'll be Patreon exclusives. And that'll be at the $20 tier. At the $20 tier for our Patreon, just so you guys know what you get. You get video content. You get not all the video content, but you get a lot of it. And then you also get the exclusive stuff with the podcast through the RSS feed on their audio. And on top of that, guys, at the $20 tier, if you ask us a question, we actually respond with a video, which is a huge perk. I don't know anyone else in the sphere that does that for their audience at such a low price. Every single person that asks a question on Patreon, we film a video for you, personal to your question, answer the question, and then send the response on Patreon. And then not only do you see it, but everyone else on the Patreon sees it and learns from the same person. We never put anyone's name. We just like read the question. You know who you are. And then bam, we answer. And then everyone learns.
And also some of the late night shows that we can't keep on YouTube that are really R-rated, they're on Patreon at $50 tier. So check those out too.
Yeah, there's some so bad that we had to take them off our channel. I put them on a ninja channel for you guys, man.
Crazy.
So definitely if you guys want to see that exclusive stuff, get on there.
Also merch. teespring.com/store/FreshFitPodcast. Real quick, guys, announcement to make. So this is going to be huge. We're going to have the first ever Fresh and Fit party May 15th to celebrate 100K.
I didn't even know this. Okay.
Right? Not me either. Right. May 16th is my birthday. Okay.
So there you go. So guys, if you need to fly in, if you need to hook it up, it's going to be $60 general admission, $120 for VIP. And VIP get to hang with the models from the photo shoot. So guys, real talk, it's going to be a crazy party in Fresh and Fit Miami. Check it out. And it's going to be in Miami.
And my Cash App is... Oh, I'm joking.
I didn't even know that. Sweet. So yeah, we're going to have that. So yeah, the Patreon.com, guys, to get that exclusive stuff. And then there was one other announcement I want to give. The merchandise. I'm taking out fitness clients. If you guys are tired of being fat, I have a few spots left. People have been hitting me up like crazy. Basically, just send a DM to either Unplug Fit with 2 T's or Fresh and Fit Miami with the word PIMP. I'll send you a message back to see if you qualify financially for the coaching. I'm not cheap, guys, but at the same time, I'm not like super, super expensive where I'm going to break the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Also, much cheaper than regular trainers. Thanks, Aaron Clary, for bringing up my memory as well. If you need help with social media, go ahead and message me social on Fresh Fit Miami or Fresh Fit CEO. Probably social media game.
Yep. There you go. There you go. And then also, guys, just understand what else? There was something else I wanted to say, man.
It's Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, it is Friday. It is Friday.
Man.
So yeah, today was a good week, guys. Next week we got the Tate's coming. That's gonna be lit.
Oh yeah, and possibly Kevin too. Actually, he's gonna be here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, possibly. So, with that said, so what else do we got? Okay, guys. So today's topic, right? As you guys know, it's Friday. Super chat. Okay, yeah, let's hit some of these super chats. Good catch, Chris. Ricky Worcester, $10. Congratulations on a deserved growth, fellas. French toast props due.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much for that, Ricky Webster. Del Milano, $5 super sticker. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, brother.
And then we got who else? Hey, we got Overdose in the House, $5. For example, how many girls I gotta bring to be invited to the 100K party? You gotta bring 100. No, I'm just kidding. Bring all those
guys,
chicks on your show, bro.
Guys,
real
quick, majority of the girls that have been on the show that you've seen in the past will be at the party. So if you ever want to talk to them one-on-one, meet them, they'll be at the party And the baddest ones are going to be VIP. So, guys, stay tuned for that party. It's going
to
be lit.
And then also, I want to say, damn it, what was I going to say? Oh, Overdose, by the way. Yeah. That chick that you interviewed yesterday, bro, she was masculine as hell, bro. I was watching that. Am I masculine? Yeah, you are, baby girl. Callie, Papa Chucks, $100. Y'all always lit live. I can't keep up and busy out here getting the bag, as these eminists like to say. Catch and replays when I can. Trade the type to drink Hennessy with a straw.
Oh, man.
Ew. Really? Like, come on, yo.
Trey, what you gonna say to him, Trey?
Yo. What I got to say to him is the Warriors would never win another championship. Oh, Steph Curry is washed. Oh. Klay Thompson would never play another game the rest of his life. Draymond Green is trash. He's a scrub. He's not even a Hall of Famer. Okay, and Wiseman is a bust. I'm calling it right now. Wiseman is a bust.
You want
okay?
The hat? You want the hat?
Damn, bro.
Trey might need this.
God damn, dude.
God damn. Chef Curry is no longer a chef. God He's just damn. A Curry. Oh.
Yo, what's her butt on the neck? Trey got the chef out on him now, bro.
Yo, damn. It says fresh. Buy up all the sunscreen just to mess with white people.
With white people. That's hilarious, bro.
That's funny.
Yeah, Trey. Actually, you know what? Yo, switch the camera to the back. So Trey got the camera. Put on the hat, Trey. It's all you got. Come on, screen.
Talk to him, man. Talk to Cali Papa Chunks.
Yo, the Warriors are not even going to make the play-in tournament, okay? That's how trash they are. And Steph Curry said he's the MVP. He's on a 10th ranked team. How can he be the MVP? That doesn't make any sense. Cali Papa Chunks, you need to find a new team. Matter of fact, you are certified now. You are a Kings fan now.
Oh,
that's how
damn.
Bad the Warriors are. You are a Kings fan now.
Okay.
Come holler at me.
Oh, man. That's a lot. You know what? That's pretty funny, man. To see Trey talk that much, that was funny.
So you're going to rename the Cali from Miami Papa Chunks.
All right, I guess no one is safe. We got the roast.
We got Sean, $10. Love the show, guys. Hey, Fresh, what's the latest with the CVS chick? And does she have a sister? Bro, real talk. She got cousins. She got sisters. She got everything, bro. These Hispanic women are over here, bro.
This dude, Fresh, bro. What, every day, bro, after the show, yo, you want to go to CVS? And I already know why. She has to get coconut water and talk to that Colombian chick. I already know what time it is, man. But it's true, bro. It goes to show the difference between us and women, man.
Plant the seed, man.
So, RP Effect. TV, $20. I'm starting my YouTube, and I just want to say y'all and Kevin Samuels are my biggest influences. Thanks, sub. Thank you so much for that, bro.
We appreciate that greatly.
And then Donald, we're just going to call the former president because that word is flagged, guys, by YouTube.
Yeah.
But we messed with the name.
It's awesome.
Just call me Don to a voice. There you go.
Call me Don
to a voice censorship. Much love. And we'll be checking in later. Thank you so much, Don. You understand.
We appreciate you.
Ellie Test, $5. You guys ever show the girls the YouTube vid of the dude who asked his female friend to run his Tinder account as brutal clarity for her? He's talking about Alexander Grace. It's Alexander Grace. Shout out to Alexander Grace in Australia, by the way. Basically, what he did was he had one of his assistants, some like 18 or 19 year old girl, something like that, use his Tinder account, manage it, and she got to see on the other side what it was like to be a guy on Tinder, and she was like shocked at how hard it was.
That video got
a lot of views. It was actually a very interesting experiment, and we say it all the time, guys. Like, that's why I say our show. That's why we're the best podcast in the world, man. Best dating podcast in the world, because we actually bring these girls here real time and you guys see it in the flesh how they literally know nothing about the male experience.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy. So, Nick O, Canadian 299. A lot of brothers are going to Germany post beer bug. Okay.
I don't blame them, man.
I don't blame them either.
And we're caught up. 1K watching right now.
So, and guys, on your way in, please like the video.
Sub to the channel.
Sub to the channel.
Oh, 10 bucks enough.
We are 3K away from 100K.
Yeah.
So, guys, you want to come to the party? Help us get the 100K before then, and it's going to be lit.
Yeah, man, seriously. So, so we're going to hit the first topic here, guys.
Dr. Dre.
With our boy. Dr. Dre is definitely getting Dre Day.
R.I.P. Holy smokes.
R.I.P., guys. So, basically, as you guys know, Dr. Dre has been fighting a nasty divorce with his former wife, who he married back in the 90s. I don't know her name. What's her name? Does anybody know her name? I'm just going to call her Leech number one.
I'm going to call her. Yeah. There you go, Leech.
And I am blind. Oh, so
Nicole Young.
So let's read a little bit of this article from Complex. He finally lost, guys. It looks like she's getting, I think, 800 mil.
And he's been battling this for months, dude.
Bro.
Health issues, tired, like stressful, bro. I can start
800 mil, man.
That's crazy.
So let's see here.
A judge has
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
ahead. Cool. Good. A judge has rejected Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young's request for $1.5 million to pay for various expenses, such as security. The judge also dismissed her request to expedite Dr. Dre, paying out $5 million for her lawyer's fees. Young lawyers were in court on Thursday, urging the judge to accept the $1.5 million claim for security, since she's getting death threats, TMZ reports. Damn. Part of the reason why the judge rejected her request is because she let her security team go, which Dre was already paying for. She alleged that Dr. Dre has been controlling and wanted to bring on her own security, saying Dr. Dre warned her that he would fire her security if they didn't do what he said. Dr. Dre's lawyer told the judge that the hip-hop mogul is inclined to pay Young's expenses, including security, which the judge accepted. Young's lawyer also urged the judge to advance the hearing regarding the $5 million for attorney fees, wanting it to be moved from January to this month. However, the judge said no. So, right here, it's crazy. When the judge dismissed Young's request, he remarked that he's working on more crucial domestic violence and custody cases, and her case isn't anywhere as serious. Damn. He noted that if Dr. Dre was trying to control Young, then she could file a restraining order against him. Earlier this month, news surfaced that Young filed a nearly $2 million a month temporary spousal support request. It's unclear at this time if that's the same claim as the $1.5 million request she made for security. This week, Dr. Dre responded to Young's $2 million claim, saying that this all seems like the wrath of an angry person being
exacerbated by opportunistic lawyers.
He also revealed that he's already paid $5 million in lawyer fees for Young's divorce for their divorce.
So get this, guys. He's paying her to divorce rape him.
That's crazy.
So, and we talked about this, guys. Catch the episode that we did with our girl Jennifer Pratt and her husband, our two attorney friends. And Jen was basically, we were talking about this, how like she was getting paid by Dr. Dre, and there was no incentive for them to make this situation go faster because
make it longer.
He was paying her whole. He was basically paying her
lawyer fees, trial security, fee.
Yeah,
all that.
So there's no incentive to push it through. Meanwhile, so he's losing millions and millions every month dealing with her. So it finally got done. 800 million. It looks like is down the tubes, man. Almost $1 billion, which is outrageous to me. But guys, this is the world we live in. If there's not more proof why it's dangerous to get married in the West in today's age, there it is right there, bro.
I'm sorry, Jennifer was talking about marriage, bro. I ain't never getting married again, bro.
I ain't doing it, bro. I ain't doing it. I mean, obviously, I know a lot of you guys want to do it, which is why we brought Jen on. It can be done. But, dude, you guys risk a lot, bro. You know what I mean? Especially when you make a lot of money and she doesn't. It's been like this situation where he was making so much more money than her. I think she had went to law school, but she never actually like passed the bar or something like that. So,
bro, no cap. I'm going to Columbia. I'm going to do all my dirt there, bro. Keeping it stacked.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. So anyway, moving on. Trey, what do you got? Trey, Chris, anything? What's your guys' takes on this, man? Yeah,
what do you got to say, guys?
Man, I saw it. I was like, yo, Dre, man, they can handle everybody, man. Because it's like he's married and who knows what happened. Same thing as Johnny Depp, you know?
Well, Chris, you tell us. How does it feel to lose all that money?
I'm about to say, producer Dre.
Man, it feels bad, man. She be capping all the time, man. To go to court. I'm like, yo, man, the Starfix sex wasn't that great anyways. And it's like, bro. Like,
I could tell she cleaned you out because you're out here in Miami with us, nigga.
Yeah, I know, right? So I knew it was going to happen. That's why I'm here on the one podcast in Miami. Mm-hmm. Yo, so, yeah, definitely, man.
Trey, what you got to say, Trey?
AKA Timbaland. How do you feel about your boy next to you losing all his money?
Dude, man, it sucks, man. It almost makes you not want to get that successful because you know the risk out there. Any woman you come across, there's possibly an issue that can arise because just the allegations alone can mess you up. And then don't let it be in a sense like, well, I don't want to say his name, but a Rice incident where video is actually there is even worse, even if it happened or didn't happen. But just the allegation of loan is bad. So it makes you not want to marry because now she's coming out the woodwork saying, oh, he had all these mistresses and all this stuff. Knowing probably he did, and
what are you talking about exactly?
Dre.
Dre.
Oh, you're talking
She's using that leverage.
You want to mention Rice. Okay,
Well, as videos come coming forth. So okay. If videos are coming forth, then it makes her case even better. So what I mean for this case is if she actually comes out with video and some of these ladies who are there actually have video proof, it's going to suck because then she's going to really get that 800 million or probably even more now because that's the way to pierce straight through the, you know, if he had a prenup to pierce straight through it.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Because that's probably it wasn't in there. Like Pratt said, you have to put every single thing in there.
Yeah, no, that's facts. That's facts. He might not put a contingency in there if I cheat on you with a bunch of mamacitas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's read these super chats and then transition over to the next topic. Mm-hmm. RP Ninja, $20, FNF, lit. You guys missed my super chat last night, but no worries. New way, again, here's to start the fund for a body cam from Iron so we can get a FPS view of Frank Castle kickouts. Yeah, thank you for that, man. Yo, yeah, dude, when we have like 5,000, we had like 5,000 plus live viewers last night, guys. So, yeah. Man, it makes things chaotic, bro. You guys want to see why Chris's hairline is so pushed back, bro?
Because right?
He'd be stressed in the back over there. And that train just like...
That shit ain't never coming back.
Bro, real talk, it's hilarious. Because you can see them in the back at nighttime shows, like Chris is going nuts with the chat, and then Trey's constantly like, "Yo, talking to the mic,
talking to the mic,"
because he has like a ninja mic over there that he tells the guests to talk on.
Kevin's in the chat,
yeah.
Roto's in the chat.
You know Trey is frustrated when you see him come on the set and just like adjust things right there. And then like, he'll go fuck. You're just like, yo.
And then they still move the mic afterwards. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, okay, I know you want to be seen on camera, but come on. Like, everybody knows you're on the show now. Like, come on.
Before every show, guys, you guys want to get a little quick little behind the scenes, right? Before every show, right? Chris will give all the girls a summary.
Yo,
this is what you need to do. He'll give them a pep talk. You need to look at this camera. This is how this works. Ba-da-da. Don't do this. Don't do that. Bro. They don't listen. Then Trey comes in and gives them the sound thing. Yo, talk into the mic. Talk into the mic. Like 10 times, bro. It's got to the point where we have to take their phones before we give them instruction. And then we tell them and they still mess up, bro. So it's hilarious. So,
guys, we do it a lot behind the scenes, guys. A lot for you. A lot.
And there's always the ones with the most to say, not talking in the mic.
Yeah, facts. And they'll be back like this, like, yo, what's up? How we doing?
You know, and then y'all be like, yo, why you guys so late? Well, yeah. That's why we late, guys. Yeah,
it's crazy. Guys, when we start late, it's, well, number one, obviously, if Kevin's on, we respect that. That's our boy.
Yeah.
But the other reason is because we're, like, trying to explain to them what to do. Because they come in and they see all these cameras and lights, like, oh, my God. And, like, so they've never been on, like, a real podcast. They've been on some BS podcast before with Blue Yeti mics. I'm like, no, these are Shores. You got to talk into it.
Actually, real quick. But, guys, we're going to start a show probably at 8 p.m. soon for late night shows.
Oh, yeah, late night shows next week. We're going to start
next week. Next week.
Put a 8 in the chat if you're cool starting it earlier for late night shows. Because I know some of you guys complain about sleep, staying up late, watching the show. So is 8 p.m. a good time for you guys? Let us know.
Yeah, throw some 8s in the chat if that's what you guys want. Like, you know, no later than 9 start time.
Yeah.
So that we can get more guys in. To watch, but while we do that, Wayne Zanars, I only recommend marriage if you work at CVS. Hilarious, okay. Chief C, $25 study show, simping is on the decline since the launch of this podcast. And special shout out to my Nigerian brother, Fresh Prince.
Hey,
CEO.
Shout out to you, bro.
Man. Thank you, so
you, man.
Much.
Nigeria.
Okay,
damn,
yeah,
Fresh, you got
eights.
Okay,
yeah.
So eights.
You got told me that first point.
Sorry.
Yeah, where's Noob Saibot and Smoke at? And the hashtag Ninja Watchers. Hey. They might make an appearance tonight. Who knows? Peter Lee Tanaj, you should know they have trouble following directions against their nature to follow. Peter Lee, speaking of facts, man, especially yesterday, too, that caught that girl with the whole paying on dates thing.
Okay, so we got hella eights. Yeah. All eights. All
right, cool. So we're going to do them earlier.
8 p.m.
All right, Dark Knight, 0086 Tanaj. Shoot, even in some states, you can still get got even when you are not married because they could be considered as life partners. Be careful, fellas.
Yeah.
Facts, bro.
Don't
state by
move
state.
Girls in for more than 30 days.
Yeah,
at that
bro.
Point, she's considered... A what do you call it?
Tenant or a resident?
Common marriage.
Yeah, like she basically it's like she like lives there.
Yeah.
RP Mike $10. The second biggest lie that most men believe is that idealistic love is still relevant. Facts. The biggest lie is when they convince themselves to exercise commitment to the lie by signing their life away.
Damn.
Yeah. And yo, RP Mike, by the way, bro, thank you, dude. We just got 3 mics come in and more boom stands so that when we have a lot of guests here at the table, we'll be able to give everyone a mic. It's going to make the quality better. And we're setting up the couch to also have microphones so we can host more guests, guys. So thank you so much for all the support. All
right, guys.
Mike, if you're ever in Miami, bro, let us know, man. Come through.
Yeah, come through the studio and catch your live show, bro. You, Black Lemur, James Burnett, any of the big donators, you know
Theo
what I'm saying?
Off.
Just set us up. Theo, you know what I'm saying? You guys are always welcome because without you guys, we wouldn't have that camera. We wouldn't have all the new microphones and everything like that. All that money goes right back into buying more equipment, guys. So thank you so much for that. Okay.
All straight. $10. 8 p.m., so that's 9:45 WPT.
Damn, I don't know what WPT time zone that is.
Guys, Google the time zone. I don't know.
Yeah. It's we're Eastern Standard Time, guys.
Yeah,
so 8 p.m. Our time is going to be 5 p.m. West Coast time and then 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Can you guys please do a call in, Maddie T? We were just talking about that yesterday. We will do a call in
show.
Don't worry.
For call in.
Yeah. We still got Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Khalif Salahuddin, 24.99. How big of a donation do I need to make to be the official sponsor of the Kickout Cam.
Lima has $500.
Yeah. Plus more. No, actually, he has about $3,000 right now.
Yeah, because those Sony cameras are expensive, guys. We try to use the best Sony cameras we can. And then Zacharias James.
$5.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
We'll read it real quick. Yeah. Since it's right there, we'll read it real quick. Zacharias. Thank you so much for the donation. Hey, man, y'all doing a great job enlightening men. Also learn how to fight. Helps with the whole appearing dominant thing and improves confidence. Absolutely. Guys, we're okay. So let's get back to the show. Thank you guys for all the donations. So we're going to transition over to the next topic. Which I don't know what it is.
Jones.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Yeah. So, man.
Wow.
So this lady right here, Lolo Jones. Oh man, look at all these Sweetwater. I guess you guys could tell I've been on Sweetwater.
Google retargeting ads.
Yeah, Google retargeting ads. Can we learn that, by the way, Chris?
Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
Lolo Jones.
Let's give them a quick intro of who this woman is. Cool. So Lolo Jones, guys, Olympic athlete. What is she? A track star, right? Trey?
Oh, Trey. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris, I think she's a track star.
She's a retired track star.
Okay. And she, like, her big claim to fame was that she basically got, like, if I'm not mistaken, she was she's a virgin, right?
Yeah, so she's a virgin, and then also she wasn't good enough for track anymore, so she started to do Olympic sports, other Olympic sports as far as bobsledding. So she started doing the winter Olympic sports because she wasn't as good enough to do the track sports anymore.
You know that song? She's a runner, she's a track star.
Yeah. Sanka, you're dead.
Yeah. And actually, you know what, Chris? If you can, while we talk about this real quick, can you pull up her Instagram? It's her Instagram that has the really cringy post.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. She could get it, bro.
Yeah, and then let me see if I can get the link here. But yo, guys, so Lolo Jones she's an older woman that basically her best years are past her, guys. If we're gonna keep it a stack, because we all know that a woman's attraction, a large portion of it is derived from youth, beauty, fertility, etc. So if I think she's what, 38 now, something like that,
bro. She's a virgin at 38,
dude. That's what they're claiming,
bro. Supposedly. You know what's funny? Some girls nowadays think that if they smash with a condom, they're still a virgin. And I'm like, bro, what? You're not a freaking virgin, bro. Penetration is
I'm sending you the link right now.
Virginity. Mark. Like, you're not a virgin.
Oh, you got it? Is that her? That's her IG. Cool. Click, go to the second row, the middle picture, second row. Okay, so this is where she makes the post, guys. So let's read this one out loud and laugh all together, okay? Okay, can we enlarge that real quick, Chris? Okay, guys, so here she is. This is her official Instagram, as you guys can tell from the blue check. LOL, time to life rant. I have options, but for the first time, I'm really just bored with dating. I think after so many times of getting my hopes up that I will meet your person, you just get over it. You give up hope. Look, I'm no spring chicken. I'm 38 years old.
Duh.
I'm not in an age where I can pretend like in my 20s, oh, I'm not looking for anything serious when I was totally wanting to get married at that age. See, guys, cap, we tell you guys all the time, even these young girls, when they're running around, young and beautiful, everything like that, they still want to be able to find a guy and be able to lock them down. You know what I'm saying? So and continuing on. Now, when you talk to guys at this age, they know most likely you are looking for something serious. They don't even ask. The good news about being this age and talking to other guys is they are usually serious about dating and meeting their match too. What a relief. I'm glad I'm out of the 20s dealing with the just want to have fun guys. But even still, it's hard to date. It's always the same story. Picking between two extremes. One guy is a Christian. One guy is not. One guy is a workaholic. The other one unmotivated. I'm torn between personality or character, looks or morals. And honestly, lately, the dates want me to travel to them. Coughs, risk global pandemic, or be a Catwoman for the rest of my life. Hard call. Yeah, okay. Then stay single, baby girl. Like, what the? And then, so basically, I just have phone calls. I get bored because I feel I am never going to meet someone in person. Damn it. I'm losing the last prime year of my life. Oh, no, it's already too late for you, baby. To lock down my husband before my face melts. I swear COVID year gave me 10 extra gray hairs. Really not helping the cause to lock someone down before I get old. And this is the last paragraph, guys. Bear with us because this rant is ridiculous. Yep. So that's my rant. If anyone else is frustrated by the dating scene and want more tea, my book is linked in bio. For those that pre-order, we are working on a special something to keep you encouraged. Cheers to all the singles. I feel your pain. Cats are not so bad.
No accountability. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn. No accountability.
That was the longest try hard to defend yourself for being single. And then once again, She says she's a virgin, bro.
Yeah, you already know what time that is.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
That has to be kept.
Yeah, that's 100%. Yeah, we got to put on the blue hats for this one. Yes. But yeah, guys, as you guys can see right there, this is a woman that rode the CC for a while, right? Despite what she wants to say, she was an Olympic athlete, dating basketball, NBA players, everything like that. I think she dated a few NBA players. What's the dude's name? Blake Griffin? I think she dated him.
Yeah. Blake Griffin.
And, you know, it is what it is, man. She wasted her prime years, wanted to ride around the CC, whatever. Now she's realizing at 38 years old, she can't compete with these younger girls, bro. Like, and here's the other thing, too. Now that she has clout, money, athlete, bro, she's only going to find a small minority of men as actually attractive because she's a celebrity. She has money. She's an athlete. She's not even going to see 99.9% of men. If you're not like an Olympic athlete or a professional to some degree,
yeah,
you're basically invisible to her. And that's the thing. I always say it. The more doors open for men, the more money you make, the more successful you become, the more doors open. For women, the more successful, more money you make, the more doors close because you shrink your candidate pool. And not only that, but she's 38. So the guys that she wants are definitely not going to be looking her way, bro, at all. And she spoke very poorly about Blake Griffin after they dated. Why is a guy going to put himself in a position where he's going to date a girl that could talk smack about him? So there's no ROI versus you could date a baddie that's 21 years old that ain't going to talk smack about you and be happy to be around you. So I don't even know. It's crazy how like women don't realize this until it's too late. They have their fun in their 20s. Oh, but life is great. And now it's like, hey, 38 years old, you ain't going to compete. So
I'm still trying to figure out how she's a virgin at 38. So if I did the math correctly, teens, 20s, she never smashed at all. Well, what about blowjobs?
She's definitely getting blowjobs.
Okay, but that's what makes her virgin, though. So that might be a pass. Okay, let me think about this. How about she has sex with somebody, but they don't bust a nut? Does that count as being a virgin? Oh, wait, better yet. They put on a condom.
Yo, I'll tell you one thing about these virgin chicks, bro. These girls that claim to be virgins. Every time, I'm a virgin. That means that they've definitely done the butthole thing, and then they've definitely done the mouth thing and the ATM and everything else. How they get around it.
Hold on, Myron Fresh actually got it. Yeah. She paid for the date and had sex, so it didn't count.
Oh,
yeah. So as we learned yesterday,
so that's what happened.
That clip is going up today.
Oh, it is?
That part, yeah, it's going up. Bro. After this, actually, no, I'm through right now. But yo, funny story, right? So I know girls from Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Just like that, like you said. They are virgins because they've only did anal. Mm. And it's like, yo, real talk, you might have a chance of saying that, but at the same time.
Because technically they are.
They are, but you did penetrate somewhere in one of those holes. So exactly. Are you really? I mean, yes, but no. It's like a tough choice.
Yeah, girls that typically claim the V card, they've done other things probably way worse. You know what I'm saying? To compensate for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Aman Sharma, pro tip. Download and use Brave browser instead of Chrome. It automatically blocks ads and trackers, including on YouTube videos at no cost. Thank you, man. Appreciate Brave that. Browser. We'll, okay, we'll cool. keep that in mind for the next one. And then, Chris, can you read that one? Because I'm blind.
Yeah, Lebanese, 200 bucks. Sorry, tongue tied. I find it really new.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was me a couple months ago. But I'm getting better.
All right, Fresh. I find it really amusing that the Indian chick yesterday rolled her eyes when you mentioned average guy. She is 29. The wall is about to hit her like a sledgehammer. If she won't settle, she won't die alone. Tick tock, tick tock.
Nah, it's true, though.
Yeah. No, and then the other girl was Lebanese, too. Thank you so much for that, Lebanese Titan. But yeah, that was hilarious. But guys, for those that missed the show yesterday, I asked the girl, hey, have you been on a date in the past year? And she said, no. And I was like, what? That's cap. And then then she was like, well, you mean like when a guy actually paid the fee? And then that's when I was like, okay, so all those social situations the past year that you went to, you don't even consider dates because you had to pay your way? And then she's like, And it just goes to show, guys, like the craziness of it. Like, oh, I'll go out with you, but I ain't going to consider a date, which is why we tell you guys all the time, before you go on a date with the chick, you need to make sure that you vet her, that she's actually attracted to you and everything like that. So,
and then we have one from ACJ.
Okay.
10 bucks. Y'all are straight goats. Appreciate you guys. As a 20-year-old, it's necessary for me to spend time chasing women, or should I focus almost solely on my purpose? Thanks,
bro,
guys.
Real talk, if you can, think about this, right? If you chase women right now, what are you really gonna get from that? Low-level women. Now, get this, right? If you focus on your purpose and you're driving your passion, now when you level up, you get better chicks. So, for example, yes, you could chase girls right now, But just know you're gonna waste time, money, and low quality girls for the most part. Because any girl that has like any type of value, so to speak, will not want to date a guy that's a bum. Versus if you level yourself up, you can get 8s, 9s, and 10s, even though you know they're trash. But the point is you can smash batter chicks when you level up. So yeah. I would say just
focus on your business, bro, because you're gonna win anyway. And we tell you guys, I say it almost at least once or three times a week on each of these shows. Yeah. Guys, you don't make money and become successful for girls. You make money and become successful so you don't tolerate the BS that inevitably comes from dealing with girls, bro. Yep. Because women are fickle, women are flaky. Guys, I can't tell you how many girls hit me up and they want to chill and then they flake. Like, this is the world we live in, bro, where like they'll make the move, everything like that. You'll finally get the day set up and then they'll start flaking. And then you hit them back up. Here, I'll give you guys a little bit of game right now.
Memory lane. There we go.
This girl pursues me, guys, right? We did a FaceTime call, all that. Oh, I'm going to come down. I'm going to hang out, blah, blah, blah. There was one situation she was supposed to come down. We had arranged for her to come down. She was up in the Dania Beach area, which is about, 30 minutes here from Miami. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come down, whatever. She flakes. I'm like, whatever. So at that point, when a girl flakes, I typically don't take her serious anymore at that point. Mm-hmm. Then she hits me up another time and initiates conversations. Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, we're going to do a show, blah, blah, blah. You come through if you want. And she was like, okay, I'm going to come through. Doesn't show up, right? Which I don't care, because remember, guys, I'm not going to – when a girl shows that she's fickle, you don't make any accommodations for her. She's got to do all the pursuing now. So I was like, listen, if you want to come through, you want to bring your friend, you could come through. Oh, my friend's drunk. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. And then yesterday, she actually hits me back up and she says, oh, well, I'm just going through some things in life right now. A lot of things are going on. I'm not even texting my friends. Blah, 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 fucking blah. Guys, translation. I've been, I've been an irresponsible, right, dumb bimbo because I was looking at her story. She was partying in Miami Beach, going to dinners over there. I found blue, all this other stuff. Nah. This is what happened. You were making bad decisions, probably got smashed by a few dudes, whatever it may be. Now you're in your feelings, right? And then you expect me to sit around and wait around and like wait for you to like get your life together and all this other stuff. Like, nah, bro. Like, I'm not going to sit here and when you're dealing with your chaos and you're going to try to like come to me after that. Like, nah. And I just told her straight up. Because here's the thing. Some guys can wait it out. I know Fresh does this where I'm like, all right, no big deal. Just hit me back up.
Yeah.
I just told her straight up. Yo, I'm not that type of dude. I'm not going to be sitting here waiting around with all this BS. Like, nah. And she was like, but really, I've been doing some stuff. I don't even know why I'm explaining myself to you. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Don't hit me up again. And she liked that comment trying to be funny. But it was like, basically I put my foot down like, yo, I am not going to sit here and be like, and wait around for you. Like, that's not how this works. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's funny, right?
You know what's funny part? Ahead, the time, so we said the same thing, Chris. you're gay. The time it took for her to text you all that stuff, she could have been here at the studio.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like you say all that. I'm like, bro, like you wasting time. Sorry.
And that's the thing, guys. I'm not going to lie. Enforcing boundaries like this, you're going to lose a lot of leads that you could have closed. If I had just played the game, but like, you know, it's cool. No big deal. Just come through another time. You could play that game. But me, I look at it like this is me. I'm congruent to who I say I am. Like if girls like piss me off or whatever it may be and they waste time, I let them know that stuff's not tolerable and I'll just go to another girl. Like I have an abundance mindset, even at the cost of losing potential leads that I could have converted. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't tolerate disrespect from women like that, bro. Like I'm not, and girls will do this. The reason why girls do this, guys, is because most dudes aren't going to say nothing when she uses that excuse of, oh, I'm just trying to find myself. I've been going through some tough times, blah, blah, fucking blah. Like, nah, bro. I've seen you at parties. I've seen you doing your thing, coming down here, eating at expensive spots.
On boats and everything.
What really happened is she was going out partying, drinking, living that wild life. And then now she feels like crap because she probably made a bunch of bad decisions. Got smashed out, whatever it may be, and now she needs to find myself. Get out of here.
Yeah, bro. I'll say this: women lie, men lie, but Instagram stories don't lie.
Yo, there you go. Chris, you got something?
No, you already said that already. So
okay,
cool. Awesome chats.
Peter Lee, focus on your purpose, guys. I wasted a lot of time and money chasing alpha widows. Facts. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Khalif Saludin, attractive 38-year-old virgin spells crazy. Absolutely. Something wrong with her.
Something's wrong.
The fact that she's a virgin and still can't lock a guy down, something's wrong with her. That's facts. The Wandering Dream, 25A, keep up the good work, guys. I would love to stay, but I'm spending the day with the squad in Shibuya, Japan. Mad respect. Hey, shout out to Japan, bro.
And last one.
Last one, Mike Sinatra, $10. 2019, hung out with Lolo at a party. The way she talks... The way she walks, talks, even her posture is very masculine, hyper competitive, and I know for a fact that she's not a V.
Okay. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. See, it's all cap, bro. It's all cap. Cold Steel 10 hours. In my opinion, keep practicing game in your 20s while you work on your purpose. When your game is on point, you'll be able to manipulate women's emotions and play them like a fiddle. All right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, man. That's what game is. And then Mark wrote the $25 super sticker.
Thank you, Mark.
Right, so transitioning to the next topic. So we got Lolo with the cap about being a virgin. And then we got Dr. Dre getting divorced.
Getting
finessed by his wife for $800 mil.
Biggest finesse in the world, bro. Holy smokes.
That's definitely an L right here. So we're going to transition over.
Shout out to our boy, CGA.
Our boy, Coach Greg Adams. Guys, go subscribe to his channel, Coach Greg Adams. He posted this on Instagram, and I saw this the other day when I was in the gym, and I thought this was a fantastic thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. So here we go. So as you guys can see, U.S. News, sex work in New York City, Manhattan will no longer prosecute prostitution. So let's read this post real quick from the coach. Shout out to the coach gang. So it goes, Costradamus here. Chalk up another one for the coach. I've been saying for 2 years that pay for play will be all systems go within this decade. Need any more proof? This will be countrywide within 5 years. Truth be told, we've already accepted it. Parentheses essay and OnlyFans. I've only talked about the long-term effects for this in my book, De-Evolution. But in case you missed it, here are some short-term effects. Number one, older women and less attractive women will have will have the most to lose, limited marriage options in an already tough market. They can't sell at a high enough rate to support themselves, and men their ages and looks level will buy younger. Facts. Number two, the value of peace leave will plummet. I've always said $2.32 per, and that's being generous.
Back page.
And then number three, younger women will choose to sell a bit for a while, then hop back to regular relationships. If they hop back too late, it will be a wrap for them. Facts. We're seeing that right now with Lolo Jones.
Yep.
And then bam, number four, divorce rates will skyrocket initially, but plummet after a few decades, mainly because there won't be enough marriages to get divorced in the first place. And then last one, they may not cancel the student loan debt or give reparations, but this is closest to their best solutions. Mama Kamala will push this through to all 50 states. Fresh, what's your take on this? And we'll run around the panel.
Honestly, we said it's been on the show as well, that this is going to be legal eventually for all states.
Yep.
And this is going to cause a ripple effect because, once again, if you legalize prostitution, now all these girls that are selling their bodies online, selling their bodies for basically like a look, now if it's going to be legal, guys can just pay for one-on-one with a girl. So why are they going to pay OnlyFans? Why are they going to pay webcam girls when they can just go pay a girl down the street for less money, bust a nut, and then go back to work? So real talk, this is going to change how a lot of these girls make money. Some of them are going to be out to sea, bankrupt as well, because once again, most of these girls don't pay taxes anyway. So real talk, with this move and this push for every state accepting this new law.
Yeah, I mean, this is happening in New York City, but I see this happening in major left-wing cities like New York, Miami, etc. coming soon. I'll tell you guys the truth.
Yeah.
Here in Miami, it's already been kind of going down. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, the sugar sites is kind of bringing this up because, once again, you go on those sites, girls like, yo, you pay me this amount, I'll come through and do what you need me to do. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you guys, a lot of the baddest chicks here in Miami are all on that wave. Yeah. They're all like involved in whether they got a sugar daddy, they got some dude paying bills, whatever it may be. The baddest chicks only deal with pay to play. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is.
They have a high price. When that thing hits.
Yep. Exactly.
Next to nothing.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to happen. I mean, we should do an episode on this and like what the effects would be of if they legalized, you know, the P game, if you know what I'm saying, the institution. We got to keep it YouTube friendly institution.
That could be a whole
video. But I think it would definitely change the marketplace. And guys, by the way, the book he's referring to is this one right here, De-Evolution by Coach Greg Adams. We have a couple copies here, man. Shout out to Coach Gang. Go ahead and grab this book, guys, if you want to check it out. But yeah, he talks about how womanism is going to destroy the West in it.
One last thing. So when this is legal, right, across all states, there might be an app. I'm gonna give you guys an idea. You can follow this right now and make a lot of money.
$1 million idea.
So the app is, right, guys, you can literally book a girl, similar to Backpage, but they Uber to your house directly. So you just get a list of
Uber
girls.
P.
You choose a girl that you actually want. You pay like $10 or whatever, how much it might cost, $5. She comes to your house, does your service, and then leaves.
Now,
guys, legit, it is going to be peace leave on demand.
Yeah.
Like on demand. Uber Eats, you got Uber peace leave.
Yep. I'll tell you guys this, though. We did a whole episode on why you should not pay to play.
Yeah.
You guys go back. I think we did it like a week or two ago on our YouTube channel. Just search paying for bedroom fun, and it'll be right there. And we talked about the negative side of doing that and the dangers of it, guys. So we don't advocate you do it, but I understand that a lot of you guys are going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But just if you are going to do it, just be safe about it. Protect yourself because these chicks are crazy. But
if you really want the girl and you pay for it, I guarantee you she's going to put you in a customer frame.
Stupid.
And guys, girls put you in levels. So if you're paying for it, you're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Gotcha,
if you're running
bitch.
Game, you're like in the middle. If you got game and money, oh, bro, you got her by the throat.
Yeah,
so,
you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and,
yeah, go ahead.
And what you were saying about game, too, is like girls nowadays, I've noticed, are craving guys with game. Because they'll go out of their way to see you. And let's be honest here. Money to them is not the same as money for us. You know, we invest money and stuff like that. Girls see money as, hey, a lifestyle change.
Lifestyle.
And things like that. So definitely, I've noticed girls say, oh my gosh, you're such a breath of air. Like, it's like the manliness is there. They would drive 30 minutes to come see me. I'm like, yo, like, why are you going out of your way to come see me to follow up? I've shown fresh my DMs and text messages too. And the guys in our Telegram chat see what I, you know, the videos and stuff like that. So fellas, now is the best time to work on your game, especially if you live in Miami.
Well, also, dude, don't you have an album called The Chronic? I think they didn't have time for that too.
Hey, it's coming out part two.
You guys saw Trey? I see Trey.
No, Cali Pop Papa Chunks.
Bro, I had to step away from the live. Why Trey gotta do me like that? The most vocal ever since that, brother. Don't let the dubs sneak in that last spot. You're gonna get me to my Zell, and don't let P be legal. It's over for regular chicks.
Nah, well said, brother. Well said, man. Yo, Trey, yo, Trey, that was funny.
I ain't seen Trey that animated for a minute, bro.
Me either, bro.
It's sports, you know. So
I guess Trey takes his sports seriously, bro. So,
Trey talks sports.
Okay. So a pimp named Slickback to my eyes, as a guy who was a former Lady of the Night visitor, even though I despise it now, and if this is legalized, it's going to balance out the market. Average chicks on IG and OF who have huge egos are going to lose a chunk of their simps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true. You know what I'm saying? Mark Gill, 20 hours. I'm a fellow podcaster from London, UK. I love your show. I had a dream last night. We did a collab. Ha, ha, ha. Would love to meet you guys when I'm in Miami. You guys advise. Your guys' advice and perspective is second to none. Massive love for Fresh and Fit. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Mark.
Man.
Yeah, man. We're in the marketplace, guys. I think the reason why our stuff hits so hard is because, guys, we're dealing with all these bimbos alongside you guys, right?
Guys.
All these, like, flaky 21-year-olds and attractive chicks. Like, if you live in the West, we know exactly where you're coming from, bro. And real talk, what guys can tell you guys this level of information at this content quality production and keep it real with you guys?
I'll say it again, guys. We're the only YouTubers that I know in this detail every single day dealing with chicks on a one-on-one basis, even on late night shows that give you like real talk commentary and also break it down so you can understand how the game grows. Because real talk, this has to be learned because most guys don't have it naturally. And the sad part is that girls want it. So if you don't have it, it's like, yo, like what's good?
Yeah, guys, we talk it like we walk it like we talk it. We show receipts. You know what I'm saying? We got girls on the show. Like, we're here in Miami. If you could get girls here in Miami, you can literally translate that skill anywhere else. It is what it is, man. I don't want to toot our own horn, but we definitely are the best dating podcast in the world. Right?
Bam.
So, yeah. Okay, let's any others, Chris? Okay, OV Gata, $20. Salute to you guys. I'll be VIP for $250, and I want a personal introduction to at Tiffany the guy. I'm Polly, so I'm coming out to bag me some sister wives / concubines. Yo, Fresh, I need to get my IG popping. IG,
yo, send me a DM, brother.
Yep.
I'll put you on the VIP list for the party. Yeah, so once again, guys, we're gonna have the regular admission, $60, and then VIP is gonna be like 120, 150 or so. So stay tuned for that.
And then Wayne, 15, legalized prostitution being pursued by major cities because of tax revenue. NYC is losing lots of people and needs to replace that revenue. Facts.
Yep.
Facts. They're all moving down here. You know what I'm saying? They're all moving down here. It's hard to get apartments
here
now.
Or Vegas.
Here or Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, and then big dogs eat, $15. What do you do when your girlfriend you've been with for years has wandering eyes? Should I dip or hold frame? Yeah, bro, you're already starting to get in that danger zone. You know what I'm saying?
Get out now while you still can.
Yeah, she's on that BS. And start increasing your value so she realizes that that she might lose you too. Okay, so let's transition over to the next topic. Guys, like the video, man. We're at 2,900 live viewers right now, guys. Get us, or no, is it 25?
25. Oh,
yeah, 25. Sorry,
you know what?
Almost 2,600 live viewers.
Commercial break?
Commercial break. We got a commercial? Oh, We'll do it next. We'll do it next. This guy. Chris, can you pull up the next topic?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So we're going to talk now about, I think we're going to talk about Joe Budden right now. Joe Budden and Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels.
Shout out to our boy Kevin Samuels, guys. Joe Budden. So as you guys know, Kevin Samuels, a friend and partner of the show, he was on the Joe Budden podcast earlier this week. It was released.
Yeah.
And I watched the interview. And basically, guys, I'll give you my quick little 2 cents on it, and then we'll throw it around the panel because all of us pretty much saw it.
Yeah.
Number one, I hate Joe Budden's panelists. Like, they're the worst. The two dudes that were there, the one to Joe's left and then the other one behind him, those guys kept cutting Kevin off, bro. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, bro, shut up. Like, we're not here to listen to you guys. Like, we're here to listen to Kevin. And they kept, like, trying to interrupt them. Like, they'd ask him a question. He'd start to answer, and then they would overtalk him. And I'm amazed at, like, the professionalism, because here's the thing. When Kevin has people on his stuff, he says, don't overtalk me. But he didn't overtalk them on when he was a guest. So that goes to show that he follows what he preaches. But it was annoying to have these dweebs keep cutting him off, bro. And it's like, this goes to show, like, how so many guys are blue pill, man, like, to another level. And then Kevin made his points and shut those two idiots up. But they kept interrupting him, bro, like the dude on the left, the black dude and the light-skinned guy that was off camera, they wouldn't shut the fuck up, and it was annoying as hell. What's your take on that interview, man?
Nah, real talk, dude. Whenever you're being a guest on your show, it's about the guest, not about you. So let them talk, and then when they finish, you proceed to talk after that.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just say, during the whole interview, I felt like Kevin was being composed. He wasn't being upset or anything like that. But at the same time, each break of the show, the guy would literally, like, you know what? I felt like it was kind of like a slight attack at Kevin, because they kept, like, questioning him, like, yo, why this? Why that?
Especially a dude in the gray sweater on the left. He was annoying. And then the light-skinned dude, you can see his knee right there. He was annoying as hell, too.
Even Joe was kind of like, yo, like, bro.
Yeah,
like,
this nigga, like, wouldn't shut the fuck up, bro.
I got to keep it real. You know, ladies. I'm like, bro, the ladies are not always right, bro. Like, I just feel like a lot of these guys that talk online are very PC because they're scared of, like, their sponsors, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Dude,
Joe even admitted it. He was like, yo, before I brought you on, I got a lot of complaints from girls about bringing you on, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, and here's the – go ahead, Fresh. Good finish. My bad. I mean
– and then just keeping it a start, right? I get that. But if you're bringing Kevin on, let the man be who he is. Like, don't let the – oh, you shouldn't think like that. No. Kevin has his way. You have your way. Let the guest speak, and then from there you can make a discussion about those topics.
And I'm just going to – you know, I'm gonna have to talk my smack. I don't care what people think. I've never really liked Joe Budden like that. I've always thought his podcast was trash, and I've always, like, I was never a fan of his music. I grew up in his era when I remember Pump It Up. I remember when he was dating Tahiri and simping and doing all that other stuff, you know, which is why Kevin's advice is probably hitting him to some degree, why he had him on the show, right? And I'm telling you guys that the RP is becoming more and more mainstream. We're going to have Rolo back on the show. We're going to talk about this because I've seen a bunch of content creators that are more mainstream discuss this, which we're going to talk about that next with academics.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, slowly but surely, you know, and this is why I love Kevin. He's bringing this aware. He's basically saying what guys have been thinking for decades.
Right.
But he finally, someone has the balls to, like, step up and say, yo, this is what it is. This is why these women aren't landing men. This is why they can't keep a man. And this is the problem with relationships. And he backs all this stuff up with facts and numbers and statistics. So F your feelings. He has a very direct way. And even these guys were trying to, like, challenge the numbers and everything like that. And I was like, man, this is ridiculous. And they just kept cutting him, which was annoying. So, and because anytime, if you guys notice us, when we have people on our show, we ask them the questions to kind of just shut up. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, at least when it's, like, you know, not on the late night shows, but when we bring in, like, a special guest that's another content creator,
yeah,
try to shut up and let them talk. But Chris, Trey, what's your guys' take on this, man?
I mean, for the most part, they're trying to really, you know, like, shut Kevin up in terms of, like, the mainstream, because most guys like that, like Joe and the guys in the back, don't get what we're really trying to, you know, pursue in terms of like the knowledge and the message we're trying to give to guys. Basically, you know, they come on, they see Kevin talk. Oh, Kevin, I don't know what you're talking about, ladies, this. Normally, when you meet guys like that, it's best to just sit back, you know, and just, you know, say what you got to say, and just, you know, go from there. And Kevin was quite composed too. He didn't get mad. He didn't get angry. And on this end, it was very nice on this end.
Yeah, he had a lot of patience. I would have flipped out on those dudes.
Well, if you would did that, then oh, see, Kevin Samuels, the Godfather. You see, he's a fraud and stuff like that. So definitely, Kevin knew what he was getting himself into, and he was prepared for the interview.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole other game when you get on mainstream media like that with no jumper or whatever. But here's the thing: if you guys watch the Adam 22 interview, Adam 22 was quiet and let him speak. He asked really good questions. He didn't interrupt him. He let him speak, and they, and you know, if they wanted to chime in, they would chime in after he was done, but they let the man speak, bro. This one, it was like, and the other two guys, who are those idiots, bro? Like, we don't care who you guys are. Like, we don't care about your opinion.
So the other two guys are Ish and Ice. They are Joe Budden's, like, long-term friends, because right now, Rory and Maul are on a hiatus, right now, because they're trying to do their own thing and kind of stray away from the Joe Budden podcast. But I was happy that the collab happened. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wish Ish and Ice would have stayed quiet for the most part. But really what shocked me was Joe was more laid back, because he's normally the person who will cut off people, especially in their past podcast, because I do listen to their show. He's more so the person cutting off and going on tangents, and he didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
And he got the backlash for even doing the collab, because he posted a picture with Kevin Samuels on IG. So that gave him the kind of backlash there, though. But I was happy it happened. I think Kevin couldn't really get it off how he wanted to, but he did defend himself really good. And I really think they could have had like a better experience with something a little bit more viral, but I was just happy it kind of happened for the culture more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm happy that he was able to get on that platform.
Yo, and there's smoke, before you said it, and there's smoke for the other Joe Budden podcast. CC, the thing is, for him to come on their show as well, because they kind of have beef, and Kevin has actually said their name on his show, went on one of his live shows. So we're going to see if that kind of happens on the other Joe Budden podcast.
Now, but real talk,
that's on his network.
If anyone can go to mainstream and like the news stations and the big broadcast, it's Kevin, because he could maybe compose.
Yeah, yeah. And he could back his stuff up, man. So we support Kevin 100%. Okay, so go ahead, Trey. You got
So I have one more thing on that. Because we had Academics up. So Academics, in one of his recent live streams on Twitch, he was talking about, in a sense, what we're all saying, the red pill kind of going mainstream and all that stuff. Yeah. And they were talking about the effects that could happen from that, and if it's even possible to kind of get to that level. So I don't know what you guys' thoughts on that I saw that and I was like, yo, what Academics was saying was straight
facts. Let's break this down then. Transitioning over to Academics now, because Academics actually reacted to this video, guys.
Chris, could you pull up the link I put in the Telegram?
Yeah, we'll pull Academics it up right now for you guys right now. So for those that don't know who DJ Academics is, DJ Academics is basically a content creator at this point. Yeah.
10 years in the game.
10 years in the game. He's been out for a minute. Yeah. He's smart, because what he does is he aligns himself with other, how do I say this? With rappers that are younger and more hot. His biggest connection is obviously Tekashi 6ix9ine. Good friend of his. If you look at Tekashi's Instagram, it's like Tekashi follows like two people, and Academics is one of them.
One of them.
And Academics has, you either love him or you hate him. A lot of people hate him. A lot of people like him. But he is smart enough to understand that I'm going to align myself with younger artists that are more popping, and so I can stay contemporary. Whereas like a lot of other DJs, like Ebro, for example, talks a lot of smack about people like SoundCloud rappers like 6ix9ine. They're more with the old school stuff.
Yeah.
And, it is what it is. If you're going to hate on the young guys, it is what it is. But, Academics has quite a bit of attention on him. And the thing is that he's done, I think he's RP aware at this point, because he's been burned by a lot of IG baddies, bro.
He knows. Actually, his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend Angelica, might want to come on the show.
Shoot.
So, okay. But real quick, Academics, bro, is one of those guys where, for example, he literally took the brunt of the force of being a news broadcaster back in the day. Because when he did the war on Chirac, he did all those rappers and stuff like that. He spoke the truth. And all he is reporting the truth. But once again, people don't want to hear the truth. Mm-hmm. So he took a lot of brunt of that type of like a wave. And at the same time, he took 10 years in the game, but he got the show with Complex, Everyday Struggle, that ended. He made a big deal, I think, for his own podcast now. So real talk, news broadcasters, bro, make a lot of money too. Because, bro, him and Charlamagne, dude, they make hella money. So it's just how it is, man. So yeah, man.
Guys, real quick. Yo, you guys gotta like the goddamn video, okay? There's 2,700 plus of you guys watching the goddamn video right now. Like the video, comment, subscribe, because I was looking at the YouTube numbers again, and over 50% of you guys that watch us are not subscribed to the channel. So, get over here! And like the goddamn video!
Yo, like the video, sub to the channel. If not, you're gonna connect your mother, your girl, and your cousin.
And your dog.
And your dog, yeah.
That's all for entertainment purposes only. We're not really going to do that. Yeah. But you'd like the goddamn video. Right. Otherwise, we're going to have serious problems. You ninja watchers are pissing us off. You guys come in, watch this stuff, and you guys even admit that you're ninja watchers and you don't like the goddamn video.
I don't understand why.
Subscribe, get us 100K so we can have this party and bring the chicks.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like the video.
Are we going to make any other threats?
Yeah.
What else can we threaten them with?
We're going to steal your socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to F your chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Whiskey mask on.
Yeah. Whiskey mask on too. So they don't know.
And it's the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
First and fit OnlyFans.
Is there anything else we could threaten them with too?
With the fresh feet pics.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So this nigga's got the ass feet. Yeah. So if you guys want to see those disgusting feet, make sure to not like this video, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
I'm tired of you niggas, bro.
Let's get out of here.
We have to make this ninja scene extra long because you guys don't like the goddamn video or subscribe, you ninja watchers.
Yeah.
Shit's annoying.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Oh, I regret that so much.
Get the lights up, please. Get the lights up.
Oh my gosh, man! Those feet though, man. Need some lotion, man.
Yo, man, real talk, bro. You guys want to know another reason why it takes us a while to set up? Fresh will come here without socks or whatever, and then Chris will find a way to set up the camera so you guys don't see his feet because they're literally disgusting. It's hilarious.
Oh man!
So lighting up Fresh and making sure his feet aren't on camera are two things that we have to deal with all the time, man.
Oh man!
So okay,
we
so,
got
okay. Let's read the super chats and then we'll close it out here soon.
Cool.
Where are we at? Peter Lee, $10. Light-skinned guy was agreeing with Kevin and defending him. The other guys were channeling Derek Jackson. Yeah, the light-skinned guy did try to challenge Kevin on a few things, but he agreed with Kevin a lot, but he cut him off, which was annoying.
Let Kevin say it. Like, don't just say it. Let Kevin say himself.
He took his talking point.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did take a lot of Kevin's talking points, which was annoying. You know what I'm saying? Curls Love, $20. I think this is kind of like a new wave of RP that's not going to fall. Years back on YouTube, it was guys like Tommy Sotomayor, but he got canceled so much by YouTube and Angry Womanist. Too many men have woken up. Now it's not stopping. Yeah, man. The way you deliver is very important, guys. We talk about it all the time. Women care about the context of how things are said,
it's
not really the
say
content.
Not what you say.
Exactly. Like Lonnie Love, it's just the way he said it. You know what I'm saying? Her fat ass.
The way he said it.
Quarantino the God, shout out to him. Dudes like Joe Budden and his co-hosts are quite frankly afraid to lose the WAP.
Yes.
They think that speaking the truth is going to lose them WAP. Not knowing being unapologetically masculine would benefit. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Facts of Quarantino, bro. When you have enough clout and enough money, these chicks are going to mess with you regardless, bro.
Anyway.
These dudes need to stop being scared, man.
Yep.
Mixmaster Miko, great content production, gentlemen. Shout out to production guys behind the camera. Yes, thank you to Trey and Chris behind the scenes, making sure the cameras sound crispy. The cameras are switching right. Sorry, the mics sound crispy and the cameras are switching right. Thanks to the squad.
Chris in the chat holding it down.
Looking forward to collaboration with you guys in the near future. Continue to share your wisdom. Peace. Thank you so much. The Sheriff Sims, that's hilarious. Bonnie Uchua, bro, I'm paying $20 to never see Fresh's foot again.
Oh man, yo. Real talk. I don't put on cream, and you guys just might have seen that, but you know what? I'm a man about it.
But
yeah. It's disgusting.
You know it works when Fresh Thug gets laid, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's hilarious too because when he came yesterday, before yesterday, it's like show this dude came in pajama pants. And his feet were showing, and Chris was trying to find a way to make sure they were showing on camera. Bro.
I spent 10 minutes saying Fresh. Come on, man. Like, you can't be walking in like this, man. Like, this is what? How many months we've been doing this by now?
Actually, feet, bro.
Hey, man.
Light a match on them joints.
When you're smashing, bro, they ain't going to see the feet. Unless it's by their neck. Bam. All right.
I think we're caught up.
Yeah, we're caught up.
All right. Okay. And then anything else on Act, guys? And Joe?
No, yeah. I just wanted to say what kind of Act was referring to was. In that place, especially for RP content, you could, in a sense, get canceled at any time. And that's something he was more so alluding to, because you could have somebody come out with just an allegation and you're canceled. Or YouTube can say, hey, we don't want you in the algorithm no more, and you're done. Mm-hmm. So what he was alluding to is that people like Kevin Samuels and more, kind of what Joe Budden is doing, need to start moving to other platforms and kind of having your own website, whether that's Patreon or creating your own website, or definitely making sure you have more streams and more avenues to kind of make money and make sure you still have your voice and you're still getting paid.
Yo, real talk,
cancel culture is real, guys. I even see like G-rated YouTubers talking about getting deplatformed. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Logan Paul moved to a different platform too for podcasts.
Subscribestar or something. Yeah.
Shopify,
something like that.
So you're right. Big creators are moving to their own platforms because once again, it's safer and the content's going to be protected.
And not only that, they're making pennies on what they should be making, because YouTube is the one profiting off of everything, really. You know what I'm saying? Off the content. So, you know, I'm not surprised that they do that. Mike Sinatra, Coach EO was praising you guys on his show today and the hard road you guys took. Props. Thank you so much, man. Shout out to Coach EO, man. And shout out to Lucario too, guys. Go subscribe to Lucario's channel, man. And Coach EO, shout out to them. Mark Huxtable, $10. LOL, my bad. Forgot to like. No worries, bro. Thank you for liking the video.
Liking stuff to the channel.
Because we really can't breathe with those masks on.
If you don't want to see my feet anymore.
Yep.
Something channel.
Can't be providing evidence of Bigfoot on a live platform.
yo. You know what they say, right? Big feet equals a big seat.
This is good, bro. Okay. Yeah, that was terrible. A Boogie, as you guys can see, we even hold each other accountable. A Boogie, $50. You can't tell me that boy Fresh isn't Nigerian. He got the ash. And now that boy King of Flower out here in Lagos.
In Lagos. Yo, when I was a kid, right, my mom would be like, Walter, you're not gonna ashy feet. I said, Mom, who's gonna care? Now I'm on camera, they probably do care.
Bruh, yo, bruh, I'm not. Bad. Yo, bad. Those feet are terrible, bro. Like,
what? They're not bad.
Yo, no. Chris, yo, real talk, guys. It is hilarious. Chris will not go live with Fresh's feet shown on camera.
Yep.
Yo, Fresh, man. Yeah, like every time. Yo, and these two niggas stutter too. So it's like, yo, Fresh, man. Your feet, bro. Come on, man. It's on camera. Like, come on, man. You got any socks, nigga? And Walt's like, fuck you, Chris. I do what I want. And it takes them, like, I tell you guys, you think I'm kidding around. It takes these dudes 5 minutes to have a 30-second conversation, bro. Their shit, you know when you're playing video games and the shit's, like, rotating, it's buffering? These dudes, that's what's going on in my head when I see them talk. Just like,
yo, Chris. Buffering. Chris, guess where Myron can't go?
Oh, to the pool. To the party. To the party. Hey.
Grown ass man, 6'3", is scared to go to the water.
Hey, don't worry.
He got to go to the boat. Yeah, do this.
Yo, roll your boat.
Okay.
Get it down the stream. Remember, he used to row boats and can't swim.
Listen, I have no energy for this, Mario.
Yo, you know One Piece, right? You know when you take the devil fruit, you can't swim? Bro, this nigga can't swim, bro.
He'd be drowning.
Oh, man. Okay. Roast time. Yo, Trey, you want to roast too, bro?
I don't know what's up, man.
Yo, go ahead. Who am I, guys? Who am I?
Stutter ninja.
The stutter ninja in the house. Don't forget to like the video. I mean, subscribe to the channel. Please, subscribe to the channel. Because I can't finish a fucking sentence, nigga. Yo, Chris.
What's up?
Chris. Yo, this nigga. Yo, Walt, what were you doing in the comments?
Chris.
You'd be like, yo. Chris. While I was at school learning how to swim, this nigga was paddling in a boat. I can't swim.
He had floaties on, man.
Okay, that. Yo, I'll tell you this though. Fresh, when he puts on the mask, he try to be a scorpion.
Hello,
you be trying to say, "Oh my man, I'm trying to." Yo, when Fresh does it, like, get over here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, screw you, bro. I can't roast you right now, bro.
And then Chris, I know you ain't talking, bro. You getting cooked for $800 million right now, bro.
Oh shit, man. That's why I'm getting married in time too, man.
Yeah. And then Trey, I'm gonna cook you too, bro. Yo, Trey, every time I tell Trey, you got something to say? This nigga, you know what he does? He does the LL Cool J shit.
Yeah, man. So, the Warriors suck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm like, Trey, come on, man. It's like mad silent. We're waiting for you to say something, bro. It's like it has like 5 mics in front of him, switching headphones and shit. No, wait, yeah.
The Warriors suck, bro.
Okay, you made us wait all that for that, bro. Like, what the hell?
Hey, man, you got to put on the radio voice.
The whole time I was roasting, the nigga was like.
Got to put on the radio voice. That's all I'm saying.
Bro,
My cheeks hurt, bro. My cheeks hurt.
I'm done. I hope you guys enjoyed that roast session. Let's hit these super chats real quick.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting ready.
Man, yo, put the ones on the screen, Chris.
Okay, yeah, that's
bad. Yeah, we'll put the ones on the screen that we're doing that we might have missed.
EJ James.
EJ James, $50. I support the show, A Lady with Curls. Hey, thank you very much. You know, I noticed quite a few women are actually listening to us.
Actually, the night before, some good ladies were super chatting in the show.
Yeah. You guys want to know something, though? All the women that watch us, they're either married or they have a long-term relationship.
That's true.
That's what I've noticed, and they agree with us. They're all in a relationship.
That's true.
The girls that get mad, though, typically OnlyFans chicks, whatever it may be. JJE, Tanar's button is a blue pill alpha. Facts. Very blue pill, bro. And if you guys don't believe me, look up his ex-girlfriend, Tahiri. Yeah, he was sipping on her heart, and she definitely belongs to the streets.
And there's another girl that he got had a baby with. What's her name?
Sin Santana.
Santana. What happened to that?
They were actually like they were proposed and everything, and they just didn't get married. So she's another baby mama now.
Damn. Yo, real talk. We need to. That's probably not our thing to say. But like Rory Amal, the. Why did they leave the Joe Budden podcast? Or because I think they got some lawyers or something to fight Joe Budden about the podcast.
No, yeah, of course. Oh, if you watch the show, if anybody been watching Joe Budden, there's been attention for a very long time because first of all, Rory and especially Maul, they're too PC. They have too many connections.
Right. Oh.
Especially Maul, he has too many Jay-Z connections, and you got Rory, he has too many industry connects, you know, and we're working kind of like in the music scene, so he can't really say too much. So the show has been kind of been good, but it's still been watered down because they haven't been speaking as much. So Joe has, you know, he kind of has to lead the show for the most part, because every time he goes to them, it's a very PC answer every single time.
That's true,
you know. But Rory for sure, like, He's been wanting to do his own thing, but I think the beer bug kind of messed him up, because Duce Palooza and all those big events kind of had to slow down now. So his extra income sources kind of dried up. IDK.
That makes sense because Joe, one thing that he likes to do a lot is criticize other rappers.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. The Migos were going to mess him up for that.
I'd be roasting Rory, bro. He'd be like killing that nigga, bro. Damn, bro.
But a 0 cent, Joe didn't take the Spotify deal. So.
Because it was too low.
It
was way too low.
CD88, $20, took a hot 20-year-old career girl on 3 days, discovered she secretly attends a swinger parties with her friends and their husbands. What happens to girls like this in her 30s? You already know what time that is.
Oh shit.
You already know what that is. Whoa. She
belongs to the streets.
Hey, don't take her serious, my friend.
Touch and go, my friend. Touch and go.
We got to get that girl back on the show.
Yeah, we do.
More money, Canadian, $25. One YouTube to another. You guys are amazing. My favorite channel. Thanks for keeping it real.
Thank you, brother.
Bro, we're going to keep giving you guys that entertainment value.
Thanks, man.
Make Sinatra $10. Why do all the rappers keep passing around the same underdash? Lori Harvey, Black China, Jocelyn Hernandez, etc.
That's a very good question, bro.
Bro,
because my process is, for example, my thought process is, why would you mess with the same girl that your other rapper counterpart mess with? To me, it's like, she's used up goods, bro. Why you want the same girl as him? But maybe it's because of the spotlight.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the fame.
They want the clout.
And like the drama,
Selena Powell, all that.
And the news stations, maybe that's why. I don't know.
Yeah, speaking of which, I think Selena Powell is like, we saw her the other day, bro. We tried to talk to her and she was...
Yeah, she looks dead, bro.
She looks dead, bro. I think she's transitioning. She's actually leaving the YouTube space.
Yeah, Well, the OF space is what she's
literally
trying to leave.
Trey was right next to me. She pulled up in her car and I was like, yo, we need you on the show. She's like, at first she was like, oh. And then like I was like, hey, relax, someone, we ain't gonna rob you.
Yeah,
we want you on the show. And she was like, oh, well, you know, think about it, babe. And I was like, in my head, and then I looked at her YouTube and she released something, right? Saying that she's done with social media.
Yeah, she went on a live stream on IG saying she was gonna stop doing it.
Yeah, I think she wants a family or some shit. Guys, that's an example of a woman waking up and realizing all the bad decisions.
She's with some dude now, remember, in the white Mercedes all the time. But yo, she looked like she's dying, bro.
Yeah, so
like she got some.
Yeah.
Bro,
Probably got the HIV or something. Shraggy. Germany Ninja, Soygoy, Dazoo, Net. And yes, Germany is a great place for brothers. Been here for 2 years and loving it. Oh, Fresh can go out there then.
I need to go to Germany, bro.
$50, Vane. Here's some money so Fresh can buy some socks and keep them in the studio somewhere.
Yo, real time. You need to give 100%. Thank you, Vane. I need socks in the studio because when I come here without socks, it's a bad day.
Oh, that's hilarious. And then I think we're caught up, right, Chris?
This right here.
$10, Mark Huxtable. I'd pay to see you guys convince a chick to kiss Precious
feet. Oh, shit.
Elo, just want to see if it can be done.
You know what? I'm going to get that done.
We will make it happen on the show one time.
A viral moment.
So, guys, with that said, guys.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay. Then
Dan dappered up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was messing with a girl for like 3 months. She wanted to pay. She wanted me to pay for everything, which I don't have a problem with, but wanted to be independent at the same time. Yep, bro. Exactly.
Nope.
They want that. They want traditional guy without being a traditional woman. We got the former president, the Don. Chris and Trey are doing a great job. They're keeping the house in order. Absolutely, bro. It's tough with these chicks, man. We got like 13 plus girls in here. It's mayhem, guys. Well, I gotta do my makeup. Well, I gotta use my makeup. So, okay. Share the video to all your friends. Yep. Thank you so much, Commando 1529. And then I think we're caught up, man. So patreon.com/freshfit, guys. We won't have a late night show tonight, but
we're taking tonight off. But in that respect, we're going to do Patreon videos. We got like 20 to do right now. We're going to bang them all out for you guys, post them up daily. And yeah, guys, stay tuned for the audio podcast on the $20 tier for Patreon. The party's going to be May 15th. Guys, set the date in your calendar. Come to Miami, May 15th. Fresh Fit family party. It's going to be crazy, off the chain. Baddies everywhere. You feel me? And yeah, it's going to be lit.
And, right, shout out to the mods and the chat, because today was very clean. The chat was having a good time. So mods, you awesome. Chat, you're awesome. Let's get it.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. We got the best chat in the manosphere, bro. Real talk.
But guys, tomorrow's going to be a great show for Late Night Podcast.
Yeah. We got some things in the works for you guys. So with that said, guys, thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Peace.
Peace.